Clonmel Commercials manager Charlie McGeever joins me now for a preview of Sunday's Munster Club final against Nemo Rangers. Charlie, how are your preparations going?
Going very well, Lisa. I mean, we're just happy to be still playing football at the end of November, you know, so it's a nice time of year to be still involved in sport.
Bonus territory for you, but that feels like it's playing it down, because from what I hear and read, you're feeling very good going into it.
Well, look, we are in bonus territory, and there's no doubt about that, Lisa. We didn't set out the year to be here, but this is where we find ourselves, given, I suppose, the nature of the draw. But when we're here, we're going to absolutely put our best foot forward. But one must realise as well that we are on a learning curve, and that we are in an experienced side in terms of this level of football. And it's going to do the boys the world of good one way or the other this weekend.
You're senior and under-21 champions in Tipperary. You've come through a big win over Milltown. But before that, you had to show some serious steel against Newcastle West.
Well, I mean, that would be probably where we'd feel that it's very hard to know which Clonmel team is turning up. Performed very well against Milltown, did not perform very well against Newcastle West, had to pull it out of the fire in the last couple of minutes. So we've had both sides of Clonmel Commercials seen in the last month, and that's the problem, Lisa. One doesn't know which team is going to turn up next Sunday.
So inconsistency is a fear for you?
Well, inconsistency comes with youth, you know, that's just reality. There's no denying the ability of the team that we have, and the boys that we have in the team, and the players. But from time to time, it does interfere with consistency. And, you know, in some matches we've been playing for short spells of 10 or 15 minutes, and matches like the Milton Malby match, where we played a very, very strong one half, the first half against the wind. So we're able to produce a high level of football over a period of time. But for this Sunday, we would need to extend that by a long way to be competitive against Nemo.
And in the lead up to the game, have you got everybody available to you? Have you any new injury concerns or such?
No, we've been very fortunate, I suppose, this year that the group have been able to stay together from nearly the beginning. Small injuries have cleared up, and we expect to pick from a full panel come Sunday.
Great stuff. On the flip side then, Nemo Rangers, they do have some injuries to contend with, and a player, Alan Cronin, I'm sure you've heard of or maybe have seen, is ruled out this Sunday. They've been dealt a couple of blows, which should be a plus for ye.
Well, look, Alan Cronin's a quality player. I mean, he's probably the mainstay in their full back line, performing very well in the matches to date. But look, Nemo have a huge squad. I mean, they're a city team with a huge catchment area. We would struggle to replace some of our players. There'd be a drop in quality on the way down. But when you see what they brought in last week, and when you see actually that Masters didn't even appear in the match last week or the weekend before last, just shows you the quality of players they have on the sideline. So I don't think that Stephen's going to be too put out about the loss of one or two players, given the strength of his squad.
And what exactly, how do you feel going into it? I mean, with such a the neutrals will look at this game and say there's a very heavy favourites tag on Nemo, and you're looking to become the first tip side to win a provincial crown. So how would you say the camp is feeling?
Well, look, the camp are going to perform as best they can. And as I say, to us, it's not about history, or it's not about the fact that Nemo have won a lot and that no team to break. They're all stats, and they are. They're fact. But for us, it is a learning curve, and for us, it's performance. So if we can perform better than we performed the last day, if we can keep improving our performances, that's what we want to see going forward. I mean, this team is nowhere near its peak. It is just on the way up. We're, as you rightly said, we've won, I think, our third consecutive 21 championship. We've won the last five or six minor titles in Tipperary. So that's the basis of our team. And all I want out of my players on Sunday is to give it their all and perform. And if that performance is good enough to have us close to Nemo, great. If not, then so be it. At least we will learn. And sometimes, you know, you learn more from losses than you do from wins. And we will be able to put that in the tank and bring it forward with us.
Great stuff. And finally, Charlie, do you have a fear of maybe the younger players in your squad or team having too much respect for Nemo?
Not really. I don't think it comes down to respect. I think it comes down, as I said earlier, to consistency of performance, regardless of the opposition. I think there are times when, with that age level and the youth in the team, that they switch off. They're not hardened to battle like Nemo would be. I mean, we look through the Nemo team, and you start with O'Shea at 37 at centre back, all the way through Niblock in the middle of the field, through to Kerrigan and through to O'Driscoll, and so on. You keep naming them. You know, so much experience at inter-county level, and indeed at All Ireland level. So, you know, that's what we like. We do like that. That what that experience brings to a club is consistency of performance. And you will see that with Nemo. Their performances have been consistent. You know, I don't think they've blown anybody away, but they've worked very hard to be where they're at, and they've been consistent in their approach. And I, you know, that level is a level that we may not or may be able to reach on Sunday. And if we reach it, then it'll be a very good match. If we don't, then we'll move on and build on next year.